I think Abby's got a good show for y'all today.
She,
She'll be here all week.
I got quite the performance. There's only two costume changes.
Woo-hoo! Tip your bartender.
What's that?
Tip your bartenders.
Yeah. All right. Give another minute and we'll start on time. Again, good morning to everyone who's just joined. Right. I'm actually recording this. It's already started recording. So if you've sent requests to allow recording, I'm gonna go ahead and cancel that out because I'm recording it, and then I'll provide a link to send out for that. So that way it's all in one area. But this is being recorded, and I will share it out with everyone when we're done today. So it is 10 o'clock, so it is time to start. Again, good morning. Thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning. First, we're going to start off with some new staff introductions. We have three new staff members. We have Griselda, Brandon, and Kenneth. As you saw in the TC 911 Connect that was released yesterday, Griselda, or we call her Grizz, is our AP/AR specialist in the finance department. And Brandon is part of the network team. He's the IT network technician. And Kenneth is our network support specialist. So we are glad to have them and have already been seeing wonderful things from them. Brandon is already taking care of a lot of my Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator problems, and I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So there's Brandon there. So say hi to Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
There's Grizz. Is
Hello, guys.
Grizz on? Grizz isn't on here. And then if Kenneth is on, is Kenneth on? Yes, I see him.
Morning.
All right. Well, that's our three newest family members here at TC 911. Again, we're happy to have them. So moving on along, we're going to go ahead and dive right into the training department. And Elena will take that over. And Elena, I will pull up your stuff here.
Good morning, everyone. We just wanted to kind of go over the needs assessment survey that we had sent out and kind of what our plan is moving forward after we've received the results and kind of took in the analysis and just kind of created a plan moving forward, especially going into 2025. So the first part is going to be am I able to control that, or do you control?
Am I see, do you see, like, is it still in the, you know what? Excuse my, there we go. How about that?
There
That's
we
better.
go. So we did have 17 responses to the survey when we sent it out. It comprised of 8 different questions, and we did get enough to try to come up with a good plan moving forward again into 2025. So I guess my question is, and y'all can put it in the chat or you can just email us if you did not receive the survey, because we do have concerns with staff changes and things that maybe these aren't getting to the right people. Or if you're needing us to send it to multiple supervisors, you know, let us know so we can change our mailing list for the surveys. We do this every year, so we like to hear back from you because we know that the staff needs, especially regarding training, does change. So if you did not receive the survey, let us know. You can send an email to the training at tc911.org, or you can just contact us directly. Next slide. Thank you. So the biggest results that we saw were the things that they needed the most, or ones that they have sent people to that they would like to see again. Of course, additional licensing courses is always a need, and we'll address kind of what our plan is for that later on. Leadership course, we do have plans for that. We actually have one that we have written the curriculum for. Sophia took the task on that, and it is already added to our calendar for February. It's called Strengthen Your Culture: Lessons for Leaders. And then we do have a new supervisor course that's due to be released probably in early spring of 2025. We also had the request for CTO and Spanish. Those classes do tend to fill up quite fast. We normally offer them twice a year, but because of the high demand and us typically having a wait list for both of those, we are looking to start doing it 3 times a year. So be on the lookout for that. I know we will probably be adding another Spanish class, I think, in early spring. So check the catalog soon and you should be able to see that one. And then CPR, we know, is now a requirement. So we are seeing a bigger demand for that as well. We have looked at increasing the number of students we have. Sophia and I were new to the CPR world. So we were keeping it at that minimum number of 6 students per class, and then maybe hosting it once or twice a day. But we now have the brilliant mind of Alberto, whose specialty is CPR, and he has built up our confidence enough that we'll be able to increase the number of students to 10, which is, of course, the most we can do for student per instructor for American Heart Association. So probably at the end of 24 and 25, we'll see those numbers go up. TCPR, we do have curriculum for it. We have offered it, but we've had to cancel that class due to no enrollment. I do know that TCOL does offer it online. So that's probably why we haven't seen very many people entering the classroom to take the class. But if we still think it's a need, we're always willing to put it on our catalog and hope to fill it up. Some additional results that we got where people want to see more team building, which is great. We do offer classes right now, such as workplace wellness, combating interoffice toxins, the bullying class, culture classes, and even breaking bias. While it may not be teaching them how to untie a knot as a team, it does help them to work better and more cohesively. So those classes are ones we would recommend for that. Full access for TCIC, we do offer it at least 4 times a year, but as we add more licensing classes, we typically will have to add a full access class because those kind of go hand in hand. The DPS Alerts class was new. We had it at the end of 2023. We held it once this year. The class did not fill up, but because it is going to be requested more, we will look at adding it to do twice a year in 2025. I believe we already have one on the catalog for February. So if you're wanting to take that or have anybody you would like to send, it's already on the catalog and there are still spots open. And then suicidal callers, we do have a response to mental health coming up soon. It did fill up pretty quickly. That's a Jason Long class. And then we do have suicide intervention that we offer. It was offered earlier this year, but again, it had to be canceled because I think we only had 2 people registered for that course. But we are bringing it back and it is available in December. So if you have anybody you would like to send, look at the catalog for December of this year for that. And then licensing courses, to just kind of go a little bit more in depth, what we did something different this year was in the August, we were offering an in-district only licensing class. One of the responses we got on the survey was that these classes fill up super fast and they can't get people in. So what we tried to do was create an opportunity for our district member agencies to have that first chance at signing people up. This was on the catalog for probably, I think it was about 5 to 6 months. And we provided a deadline where we had to receive the CPR card and the DULCE form 1 month prior to the start of class. And if we did not have people registered, we were going to open it up to outside agencies, which we did do. And as of July 1st, we still had 7 spots available in that class that were not being taken up by district agencies. So we did end up opening those up, and we do have now a full class for August.
I think I just jumped the slide. Sorry.
No, you're good. I'm good on that. Just to also mention is typically we do offer licensing 4 times a year, but we do already have a plan to make that more in 2025. We have 4 classes planned from January through July. And then of course we'll have the second part of the year where we'll add additional classes. We do have an opening right now in January for licensing, and there are still 14 spots open. So if you're having that struggle in getting people in, it could just be that you're waiting until too close to time for the class. So naturally by then people do tend to fill up. So if you're looking to go ahead and start planning for the future, January has tons of spots open. And then next month we'll be putting out the class for March of 2025. So that's all I have for you. I'm going to now turn it over to Alberto, who's going to go over some additional future plans.
Good morning, guys. So we're going to start with the updates. It is very important that you guys are checking our website, tc911.org. If you go under the training tab, you'll be able to see all the classes that we'll be hosting. On there, you'll all be able to see a description of what it is, the dates, and even how many spots are available. It's very important that you guys are looking at that as much as possible because those spots do fill up very quick. So I usually tell people, if you're interested in taking classes, check it on a daily basis because you'll see some of those numbers go up and down. Also, don't be scared to put yourself on the wait list because there's a lot of times that we'll have people on the wait list that do end up actually taking the class. I've had some people that get scared that as soon as they see wait list, they don't even put their name on there. Still put your name, get on that wait list, and usually we can try to fit you in as much as we can. And it also gives us an idea of what kind of classes we want to be hosting more often. You could also find all that information on their learning stream. If you go to the course catalog, again, you'll be able to see everything that we're having. And Elena's doing also an amazing job at creating a flyer. She's trying to create a flyer with some of those big spot classes that we're having and kind of emailing it to everybody. That way, kind of giving everybody an opportunity of coming in and signing in. So just make sure that we're checking that as constant as you can. And even not just you guys, even your employees, make sure that they're checking constantly in case they're ever interested in something. Next slide for me, please. In regards to what we're working in the future, the classes that we're working at this moment is we got a high risk incident dispatch class. We also got a mental health in 911 in the works. And also Fia's working on that new supervisor class. We got a servant leadership. And also we're working on a basic of fire dispatch. The basic of fire dispatch, that was something that I did last year at the beginning of this year in one of our conferences. And it seemed that there was a lot of people that were interested because we do a lot of training on everything that has to do police base, but not much of fire. So hopefully we'll be able to get that basic of fire dispatch towards the beginning of next year and get some more heads interested. Next one, please. In regards to our APCO International Conferences, Elena and I had the pleasure of going last week. We had an amazing time. We were able to attend over a dozen different conferences, which was great because not only did they give us a lot of new ideas of new courses and curriculum that we want to create and bring in, but of course, we were able to network with different places and kind of learn a little bit from different departments. We got to kind of see each other more. I didn't see anybody from our district, I don't think. I think I saw a few people pass by, but it would be nice if we kind of get together maybe at the next conference and actually see all each other because I know I didn't meet too many people. So it'd be nice to be able to network between us. I know we kind of go back and forth via emails, but I like to put a face to who I'm actually typing to. But it is great. So we had a great time in regards of what's coming up. We go with the next one. The next one is going to be that Texas Public Safety Fall Symposium, which is going to be Bryan, Texas. That's going to be between October 7th till the 9th. And then we have the TCO conference in McAllen, Texas. That one's going to be between October 28th and October 30th, both of this year. Again, great opportunity for you guys to either you guys attend or maybe send some of your frontliners or supervisors to take some of that training. And now, any questions or comments or concerns that you guys have? Any other ideas that you guys have for training? You go to the next slide, Abby.
I'm sorry, I do have a question.
If
someone submitted a class for the class idea for the fall symposium, when will they have feedback back on that?
So the fall symposium sessions are being reviewed by the committee. I believe the cutoff date just occurred, and I think that they're going to have the answer as to who's being selected by the end of this month. So awesome. They should be reaching out to gather any lesson plans, biographies, and to let y'all know the dates and times.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sherry, do you have a question?
I do for Elena and Alberto. Do y'all still have an opening on your training advisory board? And if you do, could you tell us what the qualifications for that are in case any of our PSAPs might have someone they'd like to recommend?
So yes, we do still have an opening for a public member. I do have two people that we have reached out to that have expressed interest, but a public member is going to be non-law enforcement. They cannot be married to or have a relative that's in law enforcement. And it's just that extra feedback that we get from not just because we do have law enforcement members on our board, but then we have public members that can have that outside view and perspective to help us with any feedback and direction that we should be taking our training. So if y'all know of anybody that's wanting to get involved in what training that 911 telecommunicators are receiving, we do have that spot. Even though we've reached out to two people, you can never hurt to have too many public members. So please let us know if you know of someone. We're happy to reach out and kind of explain more in depth what that would mean. We typically only meet once or twice a year, so it's not a huge commitment. But just getting that feedback from the public, to me, not that it's not important to get the law enforcement side, but the public, that we can meet their needs and demands as well. So let us know.
Do you have to live in Tarrant County?
Do what?
Do you have to live in Tarrant County?
You know, I'm not sure on that, but I'm going to assume they just have to be in the state of Texas because it's a TCOL requirement, but I will find out for sure and get back with you. Sophia normally is the one that organizes all of it, but as we all know, she's out on maternity leave. So I will find out for sure and I can let you know, Kendall.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have any more questions for the training department at all? You did that good, Elena. No one's got questions. I did put in the chat their email again if you need that information, if you have further questions that you want to ask them later. Next, we're going to go to the tech ops team. And
I will go ahead and start there. Good morning, everyone. For those agencies that did not already have Voyance, you should have received an email from Yvonne. We've added Voyance to all of the PSAPs that didn't have it before. The email that Yvonne sent had information on it, as well as letting you know that it was updated in your speed dial on Vesta. So if you have any questions there, let us know. Now everyone has access to Voyance or LanguageLine, whichever one you prefer to use. Within LanguageLine and Vesta, there are IVR capabilities. Right now, everyone, for the most part, is press one for Spanish or two for other languages. So what we're going to be doing, we are going to be adding additional languages within the IVR options. So we will be sending out a survey to the PSAPs to get a feel for what languages y'all would like to have in the IVR options. So you should be getting that soon. So keep a lookout for that. And just a reminder to continue to send in any complaints that you have for Voyance or LanguageLine, complaints about the quality, delay, anything like that that you have. That way we can just continue to hold them accountable and improve the service that's provided. And as well as complaints, if you have any commendations, that's also great as well. So I actually got a commendation last week for someone in Voyance. So anything that you have, feel free to send it to me. That way I can get with them.
Yeah, Kendall, that commendation actually came from one of your team members. So we appreciate that. And, you know, They are taking emergency calls just like our telecommunicators and going through the stress of those. And so it goes, positive reinforcement goes a long way, and they have a tough job. So thank you for that.
All right. Is there anything else from the tech ops team at all?
Yep. Good morning, everybody. Yvonne sent out a memorandum of understanding a couple days ago to all the PSAPs regarding our next-gen core services and hardware refresh project that we are currently working through right now. I just wanted to kind of briefly go over this so that give anybody an opportunity to ask any questions. So we are currently in the process of a backroom hardware refresh and software upgrade for Vesta. And that is going to assist us in our move to next gen core services and provide future system functionality. So during this current upgrade, your PSAP will undergo a planned cutover to a new system. And when I say system, I'm talking about our back-end system. And that will be planned with you and your PSAP. After that is completed, you will not necessarily notice anything new or different. Once this hardware refresh is completed and we begin to dig more into our actual next-gen core services upgrade, at that point in time, there will be opportunities where we will be getting with you individually to gather feedback on how you may want things laid out or set up, and give you that opportunity to give us that information where we can. We also want to reiterate that we know, regardless of how you feel one way or the other, there are concerns about SMS images and video being transmitted with next-gen core services. We want to make sure that you understand that we will not be pushing this information through without engaging you first and understanding how all of that functions and what it is that you guys are wanting to see with that. So we want to make sure you know that it's not, you know, your folks are not going to come in one day and suddenly video and images and things like that are going to be pushed to them. Obviously, as with anything else, we're here to support you, and we will, you know, continue to keep you updated and support you through both of these projects. So any questions regarding that? All right, and one last thing for me, we are starting our yearly well checks with our PSAPs. You may have received an email from Yvonne working on scheduling those. This is the same where we came out last year and go over some items, making sure that everybody's on the same page. If there's been any changes with staff or anything like that, giving them the opportunity to hear that information as well. So you should be receiving an email from Yvonne with getting those scheduled. And we're here for you guys. Thank you.
And let me just add, for the most part right now, I haven't been scheduling a whole bunch because I'm expecting a grandbaby any day now. So when that baby comes, I'll be off for a few days. Just saying. And on another note, just a reminder that if you have any issues with Vesta or mapping, or you need any changes to those, be sure to reach out to our tech ops team. Cody and I are the main two that make changes, but if we're not available, they're not going to be left high and dry. There's always going to be someone who can take care of your changes for you. Any questions about that? We've been going strong with no questions almost, so we must be doing great.
Okay. Amber's put her email in the chat too. If y'all notice that, if you have questions for buoyance or language line issues, combinations, anything else, she's provided that. All right. We are completed with the tech ops team. Thank you. And unless anybody has any other questions, we'll go ahead and press on. And I am next. So I want to discuss the telecommunicator job reclassification. We all know that we won't need it to be done. It has to be done. That's where I'm at right now at the goal. So, you know, we're very grateful that Texas passed the bill a few years back, putting 911 first responders under the umbrella of first responders. But on a federal level, they're still clerical. And so we need that to be reclassified. And there are many fabulous women and men who are working on trying to make that happen. Some of us here in this office and so many people across just the state alone. So definitely grateful for so many hands in this to try to push this through and see if we can make a change. There is and I'll send this link in the chat and also include it with my care package of PSAT manager meeting that I'll send later, the telecommunicator job reclassification from 911.gov. There is developing a public safety telecommunicator job description. So basically, in a nutshell, this is your way to write your 911 job description where it really amplifies the first responder role that they play, all the things they do, and, you know, how they have responsibilities of saving lives and taking CPR and all the fantastic stuff that we know that they do really needs to be highlighted in that too. So that way we can, you know, it's more people that do that. It's like creating ripples. The more that we change this stuff, the bigger those ripples will go, and then change is more likely to happen. So they have on 911.org, they have a great packet that's attached on there that you can look over your job and make sure that you're hitting all the key points that represent them as first responders, and to try to cut away from that clerical description for this profession. So again, I will send that out to everyone, and you will have that. In fact, I'll just go ahead and slap it right there in the chat. Go. Awesome. And of course, if you have any questions, or you are wanting to get more involved and finding out what's going on, and we are coming up to a legislative year, and so if you're wanting to find out what's going on, keep up to date with that, please get with me, email me, and I will keep you updated. You know, I'm always very transparent, and you know, having more people involved, the more the merrier. More voices and more people with passion for this industry that we also love so much. So does anybody have any questions about that, or anything else that you thought about as we are cruising through this meeting? Right, Sherry, you have your hand raised.
I know. I like pushing that button.
Okay.
Just a little back end. You know, we've gone to the legislature at the national level trying to get this job classification change for many years. And we go up and we testify and we say, oh, but you don't seem to understand the whole dynamics of this job has changed. The technology alone, the things that we're responsible for, the multiple screens, and we have given them this great picture of a really, to me, fascinating profession. So what they did is, here we've testified and gave them all this information, and they thought, okay, we're going to randomly ask for 1,000 different agencies to give us their telecommunicator job description. They put it out there and they got them. They were job descriptions from the early 2000s. And they looked at them and said, guys, this is clerical work. They were correct. So 911.gov has given us a template. Go to that site. It walks you through several different things of what this job really does entail. Match that with what your agency says that we do, and try to beef that up. So the next time we go before them and they ask for those 1,000 different agencies, that we have packed that record to show what we actually do, and it would be a standard across the nation. But it, you know, it's going to come from us. So look at your job descriptions, make sure that they do cover everything that your people do and the amazing heroic work that we get to see all the time. That's all I want to say.
All right. Any questions or comments or anything on that subject matter at all? Okay. I think it's true that saying that we save the best for last. We have Mr. Kevin Kleck, and he is going to show you and go over just kind of a brief, fun little video stuff of our new building, 12600 Willow Springs. And I'm going to bring that up, and then Kevin can be Kevin, and that's going to be exciting.
I don't know what else to do but be me. So I'm glad to see so many people here, Kevin here, that many of you guys are aware that we are getting ready to move. We are being evicted. Abby didn't pay the electric bill, so they're asking us to leave. No, actually, MN Domain is coming along, and they are making us move all of our stuff, including our training and staff and bits and pieces of this and that and the other, all of Abby's trinkets. We've got to move it to this building here. We want to kind of give you a little bit of an idea about what's going on. We are looking at this It's going to take about a year to finish this out, but we're in the process right now of doing the inside work on this, and we are going to convert this building you see into our new home. Right now, it's pretty much just a shell, so we've got people in there starting to put new chilled water pipes and electrical and wiring and this and that and the other, and that's going to take about a year. So at that point, somewhere in that May, June, July timeframe, you're going to start seeing a lot of the training classes, a lot of the communication, a lot of the events. If you have to come visit us, do not come here because it will most likely be a bulldozed vacant lot. At least that's what the TxDOT people are telling us. That we're actually going to be out here. It's out in the Haslett area, but we're going to have our training expanded classrooms there, much more than what we've got now. There's an awful lot that we're going to be able to do that we just haven't been able to do because this building's so small. So we're taking this as an opportunity to build for the future and to make sure we have enough room for expansion. So I'd love to take credit for this, and I put these fly-through videos together, but I didn't. We had our architects do this. But here's just kind of a little bit of an idea of when you come in from a guest, you're going to enter our building and you're going to see we've got boardrooms directly in front of you. And then to the right of all this, we're going to have two training rooms, just slightly each of them bigger than this room you're looking at right there. So we're going to have the ability, if we're not having a board meeting today, to have three separate large classes all going on at the same time. And I think Alberto and Elena and Sophie are excited about being that busy. It's a lot that we can do if we need to. Here's a cafe area. So when people need break time or they want to go out and they just want to kind of collaborate a little bit, if you've got classes that need to kind of pull off and bunch up in small groups, you can do that in this area as well as just lunch and commingle and enjoy each other's company. If you kind of look at behind us through these windows, there's going to be a deck there. So on the nice days, not like today, you can go out and sit on the deck and enjoy the sunlight and the 2 weeks we have of spring and the 2 weeks we have of fall. That'll be very nice. This pretty much expands the public area. Beyond here, as we kind of start moving towards the out of the lobby, this is going to be where a lot of our training group is going to be. They're going to be working to coordinate, across the hallways. We've got a lot of the public education. We've got some additional facilities out here for gathering and putting up activities together. And then as we kind of walk down this hallway, we go into a really boring storage room. But it's good for Abby because she has more space than she ever knew what to do with before. So she's going to have trinkets and goodies and this and that and the other through there, as well as our tech team's going to be able to store a bunch of stuff that right now we're kind of scattering about just different locations. So that's the first floor of things. Second floor, coming off the elevator. Some people really kind of dig these kind of things. Other people are kind of saying, really? Why do we really care about what that new building's going to look like? But for those of you who have had new buildings, the architects love doing these things and letting me show you that we've got offices. So we'll see lots and lots of offices off on the right that are kind of ringing around the building. So our staff is going to be working out of a lot of these. Plus, we're going to have meeting rooms. As our staff has grown over the past 5 years, we've at least doubled in size. So we've identified that we need more meeting spaces. Certainly in some cases, as we have smaller training groups, we can use some of those meeting group rooms to bring them in and do something a little bit cozier and a little bit smaller scale. But this just pretty much, like I said, kind of walks you around the building. Most of this stuff is going to be where we just have administration working, collaborating. We've got whiteboards and monitors that are showing us all kinds of information and allowing us to kind of come up with new crazy ideas that a lot of our team members like to do. So. And we've got a view right there of the ditch that we're right next to that we're having to revamp so we don't end up flooding this place. So that's the plan. And we're on the third floor. And this is Sherry's realm. So she reigns supreme through here. And as we walk the hallways, we all enjoy the glorious aspect of the third floor where we've got the view and the administrative aspects of where all of that occurs. So this top floor is going to be just a lot of the administrative group. So we got finance and human resources and activities that go on there. We've got meeting rooms for if the board needs to come up and discuss things that we have that space to do. We swing around, we see just other areas where we would meet and discuss things, the coffee bar, which is always a good thing to fuel brain cells, and more meeting rooms. We definitely decided we needed to have a separate meeting room just for our auditor because the auditors love coming and chatting with us. Not because we've done anything wrong. They just like to come and check things out because Anil says they have to do it, and that's part of the job. As we look down this hallway, we've got some other areas that we've got a lot of space, about 20% of the space left open for right here that is kind of, like, say, open shell space that we've got for expansion. For right now, it's mainly going to be used for pickleball competitions between Reddy Fox and Cell Phone Sally. So we'll do some video of that, I'm sure, and that'll be really entertaining for people to see. My money's on Reddy Fox, by the way.
Okay, we did that one already.
Yes, we did.
I don't know. Sally's pretty scrappy.
She is, but, you know, the Fox really knows how to push her buttons, you know. This is the entrance where everybody's going to be coming through. And although this is incredibly pale from a texture and color palette, they're kind of showing you that there will be actually some green stuff in here. This is going a little bit to more of the decor. This is not so much a fly-through, but just images of what the architects have put together. So when we have guests that come through, this is the hallway that's going to be right in front of where the training activities are. We'll have a lot of what they kind of call pre-function areas. So we've got places where drinks, vending machines, and the microwave. So people that need to grab something to eat or just need to step out and take a phone call or something, you've got that. This is the cafe. Same thing. It's real close to the training areas so that when people need to, they can kind of come out and kind of collaborate as needed. We're really short on that space for collaboration right now in this building. So I know it's kind of tough. We've had some of these classes and they'll meet all over the place wherever they can just because we don't have that kind of space. And there we go. That's what our new building will look like.
With a little bit of color.
It's going to be that pale. It's going to be a lot of scuff marks on the wall.
Well, thank you, Kevin. That was great. Does anybody have any questions about our new building or anything that questions or comments or anything like that? That would just be a great time. Kevin is ready.
Thanks, Abs.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin. Wonderful. All right. Well, we just breezed through that. So that's good. Thanks for the clapping, Sherry. Sherry's pushing her buttons again. She likes to hit the icons. That's nice. So again, I just want to thank everybody for their time, our staff for their time, and y'all out there too for your time. We know how busy you are and whatnot. And as usual, we are here for you. We work for you. And so if you need anything, please reach out to the respectful department or, you know, someone that can get you in the answers that you need or the help that you need. This is what we're here for. We love our jobs and we love serving you all. So we will stick on for a while until everybody logs off. So if you have something that you want to comment or a conversation you want to have or something, we will hang out. So yeah, you're free to enjoy your day. Stay cool. Stay awesome. And thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Good job, team.
Wow. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kendall.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.